Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, June 24th. You'll be interested to know, 528 years ago today, in 1497, the Italian explorer John Cabot, sailing under the English flag, made landfall on the coast of North America, likely in present-day Newfoundland. This historic voyage marked the first European exploration of the region since the Norse expedition centuries earlier. Cabot's journey opened the door for future exploration and eventual settlement, laying the foundation for the rich tapestry of cultures and histories that would flourish in North America. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 78 degrees with 9 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 8:16 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:07. It looks like we're in for a scorching day with plenty of sunshine and a high around 102, feeling like 107 with the heat index, accompanied by a light west wind. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies, a low of 79, and a gentle breeze. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be at 10:45, with a low tide at 4:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a slight chance of rain showers on Wednesday afternoon, with mostly sunny skies and a high near 90. Rain chances continue with mostly cloudy skies and highs in the low 70s through Saturday, with lows in the low 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in Boston, the paper store is set to close its West Roxbury location this week, marking the end of an era that spanned more than 20 years. Situated at 1804 Center Street in the Roach Brothers Plaza, a store employee confirmed the closure, although no specific reason was provided. The paper store originally opened in the early 2000s after relocating to the plaza. Despite this closure, the chain is celebrating its 60th anniversary with a significant modernization effort, and it continues to expand with new locations, including its first store in Illinois. Now on to sports. The Athletics celebrated a significant milestone on Monday, marking the groundbreaking for their $1.8 billion ballpark on the Las Vegas Strip. The site, covering 9 acres of a 35-acre area, will accommodate 33,000 fans. Athletics owner John Fisher emphasized the long journey to this point, saying, "These things take so long to actually make happen." Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred expressed excitement about adding the Athletics to Las Vegas's vibrant sports scene. The stadium, expected to be completed in 32 months, aims to provide a luxury experience with numerous suites and amenities. In local sports, last night in Anaheim, the Sox dropped a tough one to the Angels, losing 9-5. Garrett Whitlock took the loss, giving up 6 runs. Nathaniel Lowe's 280-foot homer helped seal the win for Los Angeles, and Story's solo shot in the 6th added some life, but it wasn't enough. The Sox now stand at 40-40, while the Angels improved to 38-40. It was a tough night for Boston at Angel Stadium. Tonight, the Sox face the Angels in Anaheim for Game 2 of this 3-game series. Garrett Crochet, boasting a 2.20 earned run average, goes head-to-head with Tyler Anderson, who has a 4.56. First pitch is at 9:38, with clear skies and a warm 77 degrees. In top news, hotel owners in Los Angeles are in open revolt against the city's new $30 an hour minimum wage, which is set to be the highest in the country. The city council voted last month to gradually increase wages for hotel staff until 2028. Despite upcoming major sporting events, hotel owners are concerned about the financial strain, citing a decrease in foreign visitors and rising labor costs. Many are canceling renovations and scaling back services. The local hotel union argues that higher wages are necessary for workers to afford living in Los Angeles, where rental costs are significantly higher than the national average. In business news, Tesla's initial rollout of robo-taxi driverless vehicles has sparked a significant rally, boosting Elon Musk's net worth by $17 billion. Shares of Tesla surged 9%, or $29, hitting a three-week high of over $350. Musk, who holds a 13% stake in Tesla, plus an additional 9%, extended his lead as the world's wealthiest person, outpacing Oracle chairman Larry Ellison by more than $175 billion. The launch featured 10 to 20 Model Y vehicles, impressing investors despite ongoing skepticism surrounding Tesla's driverless initiatives. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to $105,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just over $2,400. And XRP is down 1% to $2.15. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. OpenAI and Jony Ive's first artificial intelligence device will not be a wearable or in-ear product, according to recent court filings. Leaders from IO, the consumer hardware team acquired by OpenAI for $6.5 billion, revealed that this device is still at least a year away from being available for sale, not shipping until at least 2026. The prototype's design remains unfinished. Additionally, OpenAI had to remove references to the IO brand due to a trademark lawsuit from another startup called IO, which claims OpenAI infringed on its trademark rights. And in entertainment news, Pixar has experienced its worst opening weekend in history with Elio, the studio's latest animated feature. Released on June 20th, the film earned just $21 million in North America and $14 million overseas. This disappointing performance marks a troubling low for the studio behind beloved films like Toy Story and Finding Nemo. Despite receiving positive reviews and an A cinema score, Elio struggled to attract audiences in a competitive market. With production costs estimated at $150 million, the film must rebound quickly to avoid becoming a costly misfire for Pixar and its parent company, Disney. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British novelist and playwright, George Bernard Shaw. And he said, "Progress is impossible without change, And those who cannot change their minds cannot change anything. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.